Praise God. Welcome to Pastor O's Corner. My name is Olu Akinkumi, Pastor of High Life Christian Center. Well, today I'm going to be sharing from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. It says, "So from now on, we do not look at anyone from a worldly viewpoint. Even if we once regarded the Messiah from a worldly viewpoint, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is united with the Messiah, he is a new creation. The old has passed. Look, what has come is fresh and new." I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible. No, some of your translations might read different. Now, this is Paul speaking to the church in Corinth. And we all know about Paul's history. One of the biggest issues for people in Jesus' time was the fact that the Jewish people were waiting for a Messiah to deliver them from Rome. They wanted to get the yoke of Roman occupation off their necks. They were more or less tired of them. You know, it's like having a foreign nation occupying your country. And we're familiar with that today. Folks don't like that kind of stuff most of the time. They don't dig it. And that's where these guys were. So for them, Jesus talking about sin, that just didn't cut it because they wanted somebody to deliver them from Rome. As far as Paul was concerned, as a Pharisee, the Christians were blasphemous, as far as they were concerned, saying that Jesus was the Son of God. Nah, don't even go there. They were not having it. And that was the reason why Christianity was seen as a threat to their way of life. So you can understand why they executed Stephen. And bear in mind that Paul, who was then Saul, was there consenting to what these guys were doing. He actually watched their clothes for them while they actually did the stoning. And you can understand why he was so aggressive against the church and he wanted to more or less just exterminate Christians. He went to get a letter to get authority from the powers that be to take down the church. And on his way, on his assignment, Jesus hit him. Jesus got him and his life changed. The thing is, until then he saw Jesus as just that criminal who was crucified outside of Jerusalem. Now he sees him as his Messiah. Now he sees him as his Savior. Now he sees him as the Son of God. Now everything made sense. Amazing. He was completely transformed. The thing with Paul is that when that happened to him, when he became a new creation, that turned his life around. One of the blessings of looking at this is the fact that God turned this murderer around. God turned this guy who was full of hate against the faith around. But the thing is, has a new creation, has a new birth really affected your life? Has it affected the way that you live your life? Has it affected your worldview? Because when Jesus comes into your life, there definitely must be a change. Read through the New Testament. When people came in contact with him, people changed. Some people changed for the worst, but those who embraced him, those who embraced the message, the good news, their lives were transformed. They were not the same people again. Their value system completely changed. So, I just want to leave you with that thought today. If you say you're a new creation, then we ought to see change. Now, I'm not talking about perfection, but we know that your life will be going in a completely different direction. Anyway, this is Pastor O signing out. If this has been a blessing to you and you feel it'll be a blessing to someone, please share it. Please pass it on through all the various avenues that exist that you know of. And see you on the next podcast. Praise God. Have a great day.